of smicha. Which Rabbeinu gave smicha diyad to Yoshua ben Nun. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, "Samachtes yadchol," put one hand, and the pasuk says, "Vayismach es yad," we put both hands. And the Poshim discussed why wasn't that a violation of Bal Tosif. It's an interesting discussion. So he gave smicha to Yoshua ben Nun. Then he gave smicha to the Zikanim as well. And the Gemara says that today smicha is b'shem. It doesn't have to be biyad, it's b'shem. The Rambam writes a chiddush. So from the simple reading of the Gemara, it would appear that only Yoshua ben Nun got smicha biyad, and the Doris said smicha b'shem. Rabbi Yatav Yeshlocha Rishus Lodin Dini Knosses. The Rambam writes an interesting chiddush. He writes, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the smicha to Yoshua ben Nun and to the Shiva Miskeinen, Moshe Rabbeinu's smicha was always biyad. Ha'ismach ha'siyad avalam. And the smicha biyad. And the door is after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, smicha b'shem. How does he know that that's so? I don't know. The ones who wrote the history books suggested, the non-anti-religious historians, they suggested that maybe it was always smicha biyad till the times of the Roman persecutions. Gemara says in the first parak in Sanhedrin that the Roman government would make a gzera that the Analare can first smicha. They wanted to destroy Judaism. They didn't know exactly how. So Elisha ben Avuya was the one who, the Yerushalmi said, he's the one who told them how. Don't allow this, don't allow that. So they made a gzera against smicha. And they said any city where smicha will be conferred will kill all the people in the city, will kill the person who gave the smicha. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was Moshe Nefesh, he gave smicha, and he gave smicha dafke in an area where there were mountainous areas, so he wouldn't put anybody's life in danger, only his own life. And then the Romans killed him. They killed him because he gave smicha. But the Gemara said, if not for him, that would have been the end of the Niknosis. No one in the next generation would have had smicha. Didn't help too much, because after a couple of years, the smicha conked out. The smicha did end. And Tila the Gemara, the Rambam in Hilchus Kiddush HaChodesh quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, till the days of Abai Berava, their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael were still doing Kiddush HaChodesh al Piyariya. They were convening a bezin. But obviously in the days of Abai Berava, there still was smicha. There still was smicha because you have to have a bezin of smuchim in order to declare Kiddush HaChodesh al Piyariya. The one who has smicha is called Elohim, Loshen Chol. When the Sofer writes the Sefer Torah, when he writes Bereshis Bor Elokim, so he has to have in mind to make Kiddush, to be Mekadosh Hashem. When he writes Adhu Elohim Yabba Dashneim, that's Loshen Chol, that's not Loshen Kodesh. So he's not supposed to have in mind to be Mekadosh Hashem. That's Chol, that's not Kodesh. Ben Haschinach always writes with a Kuf, that Abba Dizara. So Rav Soloveitcher was not happy about that. Why he always writes with a kuf? He's writing about Avodah Zarah. It's chol. It's clearly chol. Even Nikum Abayis El Elohim is also chol. It's not Kodesh. So Elohim is only if you have Dayanim Smuchim. What do you need Dayanim Smuchim for? For all Dinim. Dinim Nefashis, you need, okay. Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Gdolos, Sanhedrin Tana. What about a Din Torah for Dinim Amunah? So it says three times, Ashi Ashin Elohim, Nikabal Baisal Elohim. So the Gemara says you need three smuchim to be dan, gzelos v'chavolos. The Gemara divides all dini mominis, all dini Torah into two categories, the gzelos v'chavolos and hoidos v'halvois. What exactly does it mean? What's the difference? That's the whole difference, gzelos v'chavolos as opposed to hoidos v'halvois. So Soloveitchik thought that what it meant was the same as a milvah haksuvah batar as opposed to milvah she'en haksuvah batar. The Gemara and other masechtas talks. If a person buys an automobile, he has to pay. He agreed to, when he bought it, he agreed to pay. Buy lollipop, you agreed to pay. So t'mei ha-mekach is a hischaivis midas. When you borrow money, that's a hischaivis midas. So he thought, that's called milvah she'en haksuvah batar. Even though Tosin says, why is it en haksuvah batar? It says in the Chumash, V'isha Asher Atano Shebo, Yotze Lecha Savo Tachutza. It says the man who owes the money has to pay. So the Tosfos says, even if there weren't such a posse, we would know on our own he has to pay. He accepted upon himself the obligation to pay. But Choyvul or Mazik and Pidyon Aben money, that's Milva Haksuva Bator. Torah imposes the Chiyav. The person doesn't accept it on himself. Torah imposes the Chiyav. What are the differences between a Milva Haksuva Bator, Milva Shein Haksuva Bator? So we had In the beginning of Bava Kama, Tosis and Daf Ches and Alp referred to a machlokes and other masichtes, where the shibura deraisa, shibura lab deraisa. The fact that there's not only shibur aguf, your money, the shibur nechasim, you can collect from the lekuchas and from the yisaimim, that's a machlokes, whether that's deraisa derabon, shibur nechasim. It's machlokes in the Rishonim, how the paskin, the shach, and simen lamites, first simen and malva v'loiva. So the Shach says it's a sfeika d'dina, because there's so many Rishonim on each side, where the Shibura deras and Shibura lab deras. So there was one opinion in the Gemara, Ben Hanan or Paskins like this. But the other Rishonim don't. There's one opinion in the Gemara that we split the psak, that by Milv Haksilva Batairah, if the Torah imposes it, the Torah imposes the Chiv to the maximum. So there she buddha deraisa. Not only is there shibra guth, there shibra nechasim as well. But if it's a milva she'enik suva batera, his chayvis midas, the person only accepted the shibra guth. If he didn't accept the shibra nechasim, he didn't. So it would be shibra deraisa by milva suva batera. And by milva she'enik suva batera, shibra lav deraisa. That's one. Ben Hanan of Paskins like that opinion. In Kiddushin daf you gimel on a base. Those are quotes of Ben Hanan. What's another difference? So we had the Minchas Chinuch in the beginning of Bava Kama. The Gemara has this big Zerushava, Tachas Nisini Yishalom Kesek, that all the Choftal Rovs Nizikin pay Meitav. So we have such a big Zerushava, Tachas Yishalom Kesek, it's an octopus. It includes everything. So why is a Halvoa not included? We assume that a Halvoa, Mikra, then you can pay Ziburis. It's only with the Rabbanim that they said you shouldn't pay him Ziburis, you have to pay at least the Beinanis. Why such a big Zerushava? Why did they include also Halvor? So the Minchas Chinuch says, no, Halvor is a Hizchayvus Midas. This big Zerushava of Meitav that it applies in all the Chavtal Ravus Nizikin, that's only by Milv Haksuv Batur. When the Torah imposes the Chiv, the Torah imposes to the maximum, the Torah says you got to pay Meitav. When the person accepted upon himself, there is no such thing. There's no Din of Meitav. Then the Rambam has another Chilik, he got from the Tshuvas HaGoinim, that if a kotn shalova, a kid before bar mitzvah, smashes someone's property, he harms someone, he's a la bar onshin. The Torah doesn't oppose a chiyuv on ketanim before bar mitzvah, and they have to pay for chagul amazi. So what if he goes to the store and he buys a candy, and then he eats the candy, and then he says, I'm not going to pay. My mother says, that's what I used to do. I used to go to the store, I would buy a candy, and then I would taste it, I don't like it, and I'd give it back to the guy. So he would tell my mother she should pay. So she said, don't give him the candy. Who tells you to give him the candy? So the Rambam says that a cotton, if he understands, I probably didn't know what the paying money was all about. I was a little child. So if the cotton is, let's say, a week before the bar mitzvah, he understands what business is all about. He goes to the store and he buys some candy. He's mechuyev to pay. The bezin can't force him to pay kol zman that he's a cotton. Yiroi Ali, that when he grows up, when he becomes bar mitzvah, then there can be koi for him, that he has to pay. So the Rama, or Kotn Shalova, Chayv L'Shalom L'Kishe Yagdil. Whenever it's a his Chayv is Midah, so if the Kotn accepted on himself, then he would be Chayv. So there are differences between, another difference is Pachas Mishava Pruta. Torah never imposes a Chiyav on less than Mishava Pruta. Let's say they sell a candy, he's 10 for a penny. He buys one candy. So he's mechuyev to pay a tenth of a penny. How is he going to figure out how to do that? Okay, you got to figure out how to pay. But the Torah doesn't oppose a chiyuv of less than a shavu put. But if the person accepts it upon himself, he is mechuyev. So there are several differences between the milva k'suva b'Torah and the milva she'en k'suva b'Torah. Milva Tosfos explaining k'suva. Milva she'en k'suva b'Torah does mean it doesn't say in the Chumash. It says even if it wouldn't be written, we would know on our own that he has to pay because he accepted it. He accepted it on. He committed himself to pay the money. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. That's what it means. Zelus v'chavolus means a milva k'suva b'Torah. Torah imposes a chiyuv. And hados v'chavolus means a milva she'en k'suva b'Torah. I remember the Bochen in the yeshiva used to be Rav Mendel Zaks. That was the son-in-law of the Chofetz Chaim. He's the one who gave smicha to Dr. Belkin and Rad. He used to give shurim around. He gave the smicha and Rad. So he used to be the Bochen for all the classes. So I remember when he gave a pchina to the students of Rabbi Soloveitchik's class, we told him, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, that's the definition. He was very surprised. He didn't think it was so. I don't know what he thought the definition was. But that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Hoidos Vavois is Milva Shenik Siva Batara. Zervus Achval is Milva Siva Batara. So the Gemara on the first daf in Sanhedrin, that day some day Gemara has a machlekes, and the Rambam paskins like this: like zelus v'chavolus, you need shloshu smuchim min haTorah, because it says in the Chumash, the Kabbal Basel Elohim, Asher Ashin Elohim. It says three times the word Elohim, so it means you need three dayanim smuchim. That's from the Midrash haTorah and the Drash haTorah. You add up how many times the word appears, and that's the din. So it says three times the word Elohim, so you need a bezna of three. It says anaf eitz others. That's how you know that you need three hadasim. That's a machlokes in the Mishnah, whether three hadasim is the ikula, maybe just lachatchila. Maybe one hadas is also good. But Tarfon has two versions. He changed his mind in the Mishnah Sukkah. But one Tana says, how do you know the lamates others malocha? So you add up every single time the word malocha appears. Malocha malachta malecha. From the beginning of Bereshit till the end of Dvarim, it appears 39 times, and that's how you know that there are 39 malachas. The Tosfos Zanta, the Achronim asked that it says more than 39 times. So they have different suggestions about which ones you do count, which ones you don't count, because the Gemara says it's only 39 times. Okay. So here, so you know you need three smuchim to be done, Xelos, to be done, Milvak Sivabater. And then to be done, let's say, Odom HaMazik, if he knows he's chayiv, he should pay on his own. He shouldn't wait for a din Torah. He should pay on his own. We had the Gemara that Knas, the Hagos Agrua, and the Fine Dalar on the base. The Grua pointed out it's a Tosis and Ksubis has it also, and the Grua quotes from Yishalmi. When it comes to Knas, Hafila Babalotsis Hidei Shamayim, there's no inyan to pay on your own, because Knas is an Oynish. And the self-imposed onish is not called an onish. You have to have bezin has to pass. So Kozma, let's say this man is a person convert, and they know that he's chayv carrying a kefil, but there's no edim and there's no bezin of smuchim. So afilu babalos is a deshamayim. The pashtus from the Gemara says that you don't gain anything by paying knas on your own. Knas, you need a psak bezin. But when it comes to other hezekim, the ganef, let's say chayvo mazik, it's a nubat suva batayra. If there'll be a din Torah, need shlosh smuchim, but the guy knows on his own that he's chayiv to pay, so he should really pay without a din Torah. And then by hados malvois, we pass like the opinion, you don't need shlosh smuchim, we pass on chad nami kosher. So what does that mean, chad nami kosher? One is good enough. So that's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosis and the Rambam. Rashi and Tosis learn, chad nami kosher means one tamat chacham, but he doesn't even have to have smicha. You don't need. It says three times Elohim by Gzeilus V'chavolus. By Hados V'chavolus doesn't say anything. So we assume Chadam Mikosha, Atam HaChachim, Kim Paskin, he doesn't need Smicha. And the Rambam seems to hold that. So Rambam seems to hold Chadam Mikosha means that one Samach is good enough. You don't need Shloshes Smuch and one Samach is good enough. That's what Yer Sameach points out there. It's a problematic Rambam. Yer Sameach points that out. Rambam Soloveitchik Kedek said it over in the name of the Yer Sameach. And he brought a raya that the Yosemech was wrong. Raya from a Rambam that the Yosemech was right. That the Rambam's opinion is that Chad Nami Kosher by Hodos Valvois means one Somuch. The Rambam writes that one person doesn't constitute a Bezin. Even though Chad Nami Kosher, it's not called a Bezin. You have to have a minimum of three people to be called a Bezin. So it's like a Shalom, Hilchos Kashrus. Shalom Hilchos Taras HaMashpacha, yes, the local Orthodox rabbi. So if the both Bali Dinim go to the rabbi will paskin the din. It's not a psak. What's it? So what do you ever need a psak of a bezin for? What do you need a bezin and a din Torah of Gzeilus V'chavolus for? What's the difference between a psak of a yochid, Talmud Chacham paskin, as opposed to a psak of a bezin? What is anything different? One difference is a Talmud Chacham who passed in the Shalom, he can be related to the Tavel and Nitva. There's no din that a Korev is no good. To be a member of a Bezdin, Korevim are not good. Why? Why should that be so? So that's what the Rav Soloveitchik used to say. They say, Sharp Vretlach in the name of Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz. So one of in the biography, so they say, one of the Sharp Vretlach that they said is that if the butcher has a shayla, the shech to the behemah, and have a shayla, and the rov paskins that it's an avela or it's a treifa, and the butcher loses $1,000 hefsid mamon, he's not going to be angry at the rabbi. That's what it says in the Torah. He'll accept it. So if there'll be the inter between two baladinim over $5, the guy who loses will never forgive the rabbi for paskening against him. Why? So they say the neighbor of Rabbi Yonis and Ebershitz, it doesn't hurt people so much that they lose $1,000. It hurts them that his tzadcha keneged gets it. That's what they're upset about. The other party gets the money. I'll lose $1,000, doesn't bother me, but my enemy gets it, that's fine. So Rav Soloveitchik said over that word that they say from Rabbi Yonis and Ebershitz, but he said he thinks al-pidin, there's a reason for this psychology. He said because when a chacham paskens a shayla on a chicken, that it's a trefer, it's kosher, he paskens shayla hilchas Shabbos, hilchas nida, you're not really paskening on this case. You're saying an abstract. Whenever such a shayla should come up, this is the din. So the chacham who paskens can be related to me. I have a chicken, he's paskening. He's not paskening on my chicken. He's not related to anybody. When a chacham gives a psak, it's an abstract psak. And the psak applies automatically to this chicken, or the woman has a shayla. If it's a maritomi, a maritor, so the chacham paskin is not really paskining on her maritor. He's saying in abstract, if such a case should come up, that's the din. Hashem can a bezna paskins on the case, and the case is closed. That's why the rishonim have a malitza beidina basa beidina loy daiki. And the Gemara has that expression. The Gemara means one thing, and the rishonim means a totally different thing. The Gemara means, let's say there was a din Torah, and Bezna wrote a psak, and not everything is spelled out in the psak. So maybe the Bezna forgot to ascertain something. Let's say he supervised the chalitza. They just had a chalitza a couple of weeks ago on Friday, so some of the guys went. So when you have a chalitza, you're supposed to ascertain. You have to make sure that the man who's participating in the chalitza is really the brother of the nifter, that they shared the same father. If the half-brother is only from the mother, not from the father, so he can't do the chalitz. If there are no other brothers, you don't need chalitz. If there are other brothers from the father, you need a brother from the father has to do chalitz. So usually it says that in the shtar chalitz. It says, we ascertain that this is ishtamay de'inu. Ikanuhu, we ascertain this is the brother, achur de'misna me'abahu, and we went through with the chalitz. So what if it doesn't say that in the shtar chalitz? So the later bezdin, should the later bezdin consider the possibility, maybe the earlier Bezin made a mistake. So the Gemara says, they're not going to consider that. Beidina Basa Beidina Loi Daike. Later Bezin is not going to start creeping into whether the earlier Bezin made a mistake. They're going to assume that they did everything properly. So that's in the context of the Gemara, that's what it means. But in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rishayim, have a different, they use that same expression to mean a different thing. Let's say there's a machlokes between the Ktzois and the Nesidus. So they went for a din Torah by the Ktzois. If they would have gone to the Nesivas, they would have gotten a different psak. They didn't go to the Nesivas, they went to the Ktzois. They lived in different places, different countries. But they were contemporaries. So let's say, after the Ktzois gives a psak, so they can go now, so the guy who lost is not happy. He'll go to the Nesivas, so the Nesivas will reverse the psak. You can't reverse the psak. They use aloshet. Beidina basa, beidina loydaki. Once Bezin gives a psak, the case is closed. If you give a psak on basa b'chala, hilchos Shabbos, that's an abstract. He never gave a psak on this particular thing. But when you have a Bezin giving a psak, the psak is chal on the case, and the case is closed, unless you can ascertain that the mamish made a mistake. But if it's an issue that's debated, so it's all like this, and you see this all like that, nobody really has a clear-cut proof that he's right and the other one is wrong. So then, once a Bezin gave a psak, the case is closed. That's why later on there's a din of pshara. Gemara has a three-way machleka satanoim. Is it permissible for the Bezin to paskan a pshara? One opinion is it's Ivus Adin. Yeah, you're not allowed to paskan a pshara. The Torah tells you what the din is. Second opinion is it's permissible. If the Baladinim agree, it's permissible. The third opinion is that it's a mitzvah. That's how we paskan. It's a mitzvah to recommend to them. You can't do pshara unless the parties agree. But once they agree, then you can do a pshara. So let's say that Bezin made a pshara, and then the party who's not happy doesn't like the pshara. He wants to back out. So they say, Fafan. Since you authorize the Bezin to make a pshara, that's a psak Bezin. Pshara is not stam a compromise. It's a psak based on lefnim mishur esadin. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. One person claims you owe me $1 million, the other person claims zero, so you always divide it in half. He says, no, Pshar means whatever Yosha dictates. Sometimes Yosha dictates to divide it in half. Sometimes Yosha dictates 85% this way. Sometimes Yosha dictates 100% against what the din is. 100% against the din. Sometimes Yosha is exactly, precisely the same as the din. He once had a din Torah here in the yeshiva. Rabbi Benji Yudin brought two balabatim from the shul. They were shoots from some kind of a business venture in California, in real estate, and they had a sikhsuch, and he didn't want to get involved. So he brought him to the yeshiva on a Sunday afternoon, and he picked the first three rabbis from the Beis Medrash. If you go to any Beis Medrash, pick the first three, you're going to get the same psak. People waste so much time till they pick the dozen. If you have honest dayanim, you go to any yeshiva, pick the first three, you're going to get the same psak. So we listened to the whole case. They were arguing. So one, the psak was 100% in favor of one of them. That was the din, and that was the yosha dictator like that. There was no room for pshara. The din was like him, and the yosha dictated that it was like him. We didn't see any shaila at all. We passed 100% in favor of one. So then she thought that it's not right that whenever they bought the din and make up pshara, they always divide. They always make everybody give in a little bit. Why? That's not what pshara. Pshara is not compromise. Pshara means a psak of Nimishura Sadin. And he says in the latest simon about pshara, simon Yudbeis or something, simon Yudgimel, that there's just like there's a din of Ibu Sadin. Losasa Oval Bamishpot, there's a din of Ibu Sadin, even by a pshara also. You have to give an honest to goodness pshara. Just like there's sometimes the Bezin made a mistake, it's Toya Bidvar Mishnah. They gave a psak of a din Torah 100% wrong. So the Bezin has to reverse the psak. So the same, once in a while you have a pshara where it's 100% wrong. But so cockeyed, if it's just a compromise, so you can make whatever compromise you want. But it's not stomach compromise. It's supposed to be a psak of Yosha. What does Yosha dictate in this case? So let's say they gave a psak of pshara, and then the one baldin is not happy. He wants to go for din. So the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef calls the Rishonim have a loshim. Beidina basa beidina loy daiki. Once Bezin gave a psak of pshara, that is the din. The case is closed. The case is closed. So Leshi used to say that that's the difference between a chacham paskening a shayla yochid and a bezin. A bezin paskens on the case, and the case is closed. A yochid is saying an abstract what the din is. So that's why there's no din of kreivin by a chacham paskening a shayla. But if you have a din Torah, a bezin of three or more, so then the bezin is going to pasken on the case. So then, if one of the dayanim is related to one of the baladinim, so you say kreivim apsulim to serve as dayanim. You better run to Mincha, and we'll continue tomorrow. Okay. So maybe we should, somebody here is interested in going to Rabbi Willick's Shia. Maybe we should reschedule for 10:30 in the morning. So whoever wants to go, Rabbi Willick gives a Shia every day after 1.
Is anyone going to?
I was not planning either.
Okay.